Hey everybody, this is Daniel Glass, welcoming you to another edition of the Drum History Minute. And I'm sure that 2 seconds after hearing this stomping, grooving drum beat, several things happened in your brain. One, you realized that you were hearing the classic opening to Roy Orbison's Oh Pretty Woman. Two, you found that your feet were tapping uncontrollably to the rhythm. And three, you thought to yourself, gee, I always wondered who the guy was that was playing that groove. Well, my friends, you've come to the right place because it just so happens that said drummer is the subject of today's episode. His name? Buddy Harmon. Now, you may not realize this, but Oh Pretty Woman, a pop song from 1964, was recorded in Nashville, Tennessee, the capital of country music. And if anything was cut in the Music City during the 1950s, 60s, or 70s, more likely than not, the drummer would have been Buddy Harmon. Almost single-handedly, Buddy pioneered country drumming in the context of the recording studio. And through his tremendous body of work, he helped to shape the sound of all the pop music that came out of the South during that period. Born and raised in Nashville, Buddy left the city only briefly, first for a stint in the U.S. Navy, and then spent a couple of years in Chicago studying with the legendary Roy Knapp. Now, for those of you in the unawares, Roy Knapp is one of the most celebrated drum teachers ever. His astonishing roster of students runs the gamut from giants like Gene Krupa and Louis Belson to future pace setters like Wrecking Crew drummer Hal Blaine and Chess Records studio whiz Fred Bilo. Upon returning to Nashville in 1951, Buddy Harmon learned that, contrary to what was protocol before his departure, country artists were now starting to ask for drums on their records. So using only a snare drum and brushes, Harmon began offering a kind of accompaniment that introduced a fatter rhythmic sound, but not so fat as to offend the country establishment, which wasn't too keen on having drums. His strong but subtle approach met with immediate success, and in addition to picking up practically all the session work in town, Harmon became the first drummer to join the house band at the Grand Ole Opry. By the early 1960s, Harmon's studio setup had broadened to include a full drum kit, and now he was pumping out hit after hit, often employing his patented country shuffle, a brush-stick combination that became a standard part of country drumming for many, many years. For the better part of the next 3 decades, Buddy Harmon practically lived in Nashville studios, often working 3 or 4 sessions in a single day. His compatriots were an elite group of players assembled by famed country producer Owen Bradley. This all-star band, dubbed the A-Team, was the predecessor to other legendary hit-making house bands like the Wrecking Crew in L.A., the Funk Brothers in Motown, and Booker T and the MGs at Stax Records in Memphis. Through their presence on literally thousands of recordings, the A-Team created what has come to be known as the Nashville Sound, a relaxed yet emotional accompaniment that helped modernize the genre of country, giving it greater credibility and helping it become popular with audiences outside the South. Harmon's drumming is a big part of that success, and you can hear him behind the likes of Patsy Cline, the Everly Brothers, Roger Miller, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Loretta Lynn, and Tammy Wynette, along with more recent acts like Reba McEntire. It's also a little-known fact that, along with drummer DJ Fontana, Buddy Harmon played on the soundtrack to all 33 of Elvis Presley's movies. With all that music under his belt, Buddy figures the sum total of his output comes to more than 18,000 sessions, making him one of, if not the, most recorded drummers of all time. So let's take a minute to enjoy a few of these hits as we celebrate the legacy of Buddy Harmon, the father of country drumming.
After midnight, out in the moonlight,
Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
And the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
To hear other Drum History Minutes and to learn much more about the history of the drumming art form, please check out my website, www.danielglass.com. That's DanielGlass.com. Thanks a lot and keep a-rockin'.